All right, it's 9:20. This is a segment where we give away our whatever tickets we have been provided, thanks to our sister station of our flagship station, the Sports. They have handed us Denver Nugget Phoenix Suns tickets for Saturday, January 12th, 7 p.m. So you don't have to miss Rosie on the House to go enjoy a Suns game. This is row 12, seats 8, 7 and 8 of section 118. So sounds like pretty good seats. The question that was asked in our newsletter, give all our subscribers a little head start, because we'll only correct answers during this segment will be drawn from for a random winner. Who was, and this was actually pretty easy. I gave Lance a hard time last week that his questions were too hard, and he gave a super easy one this week. Who was the first Phoenix Suns player to win the NBA's MVP award?
That's a little easy. Yeah.
So if you know that answer and you would like to go to next Saturday's game, text the correct answer to 411-923. We'll take all the correct answers and put them in a pool and pick at random for our winner. And we'll send you the tickets and you'll be going. And there's two. You and a guest will be going to next Saturday's Suns game. Now, we've got John on the line from the Mighty Electrician. I pulled him out Saturday because we had an electrical question. Apple doesn't, what do they say? The acorn doesn't fall far from the tree. You always hear Rosie joking about what happens when he does electrical work at his house. About the same as at mine. So, John, by chance, did you hear the question last segment?
No, I did not.
What I understood, gentleman in Queen Creek,
okay,
plugged in his Christmas lights, blew out a GFCI circuit. And he was saying he thought it was at first the breaker, but it was actually the outlet itself. And his question was, Gary, correct me if I'm wrong, we had a pretty bad connection.
Oh, we thank you.
That's the one design flaw. They put the call screener station right next to the producer station, and they've got the separate glass. There needed to be a separation. So there's Jennifer in the back call screening, and Gary trying to quality control.
It was a little confusing because I was kind of figuring out exactly what he was talking about, but he was removing his Christmas lights, and I'm assuming that the GFI circuit was outside. I have that at home, all GFI on the outdoors.
As it should be.
As it should be. But I didn't understand if the GFI circuit shorted out at the plug or at the box.
Let's just ask John, what do you typically see when somebody plugs in their Christmas lights and blows fuses?
It typically would be at the GFI that we would see. Because it found a problem and tripped the button on the GFI. And so you would have to go find that GFI, whether it's in the garage or bathroom, and reset the button on it. That's typically where we see it, maybe because of a sprinkler or rain or something. More than likely a sprinkler got the Christmas lights wet or whatever that way that caused a ground fault on it. If it would have tripped the breaker, typically that would be more of overloading the circuit.
And is that something that needs to be replaced, or he just needs to go find that and push the reset button on the outlet?
So it would just be going and finding that GFI, whether it's in the garage, bathroom, or at that outlet itself, depending on if they added specific outlets for Christmas stuff or if it's just a standard outlet on your back patio or front porch.
You know, I should have asked him about...
Probably in the bathroom.
I should have asked him about what type of lights. Now, if it's LED, you can string those forever, but if it's the old C4 lights, you can only go about 3 strands and... then you got an issue.
Yeah, and then even a lot of the LED lights, you can only run up to 7 strands per one of those as well. So all the boxes and manufacturers have specs on the boxes or on the tags of the lights themselves.
And I think Roland was worried that something was wrong, but nothing's wrong. The GFCI tripped, so it's working. He just needs to reset it.
Yeah. Yes, he would just need to reset it. If it doesn't reset after trying to reset it, then then there's going to be a problem either with the GFI or the power coming to that, which could be at the breaker box as well. So you would have to find out, hey, is the GFI going to reset and give me power back? Or if it doesn't reset, then the GFI itself could be bad, or it might not be getting power, and that's why it's not resetting, because the GFI will not reset if it has no power.
John Bolenball, the Mighty Electrician, thanks for joining us this Saturday morning for our Rosie on the House Lifeline. Covering all things electrical, that's something we don't cover a lot on the air for safety reasons. You would think it wouldn't be that hard. You've got positive, negative, and ground. It's three wires. It can't be that complicated, but that's not something you can make multiple mistakes on either.